Shh.
I want a belly.
Do you have to do that?
Yep. I'm gunning for a new record. 3,020, 3,030. Oh, wait, no.
Now, no more paddle ball.
No more paddle ball.
Thank you, because I have to study. To study. Now get out of here before I bust you upside your head.
Well, sure. As long as you ask so nicely. You know, I was gonna tell you something really neat, too, but not anymore.
You are the most irritating person I ever met in my entire life.
Hello there, my gorgeous gobble greens.
The second most irritating.
Hi, Myrtle.
Did you miss me, you buff bucket of blackberries?
Like head lice.
My, you're getting stronger.
Evidently not strong enough. Look, Myrtle, just because you're Steve's cousin does not mean that you can come over here without calling.
Edward, I have come all the way from the great state of Mississippi to personally invite you to the event of the year, the Biloxi Debutante Ball.
Gee, I'm so sorry I can't go.
But you don't know what it is.
Doesn't matter.
Well, Edward, this is the most important day of my life. It's my introduction to Biloxi Society.
Biloxi Society? What do they do, put your picture on the side of a bus?
Just all you want. But if I don't show up with a good-looking man, that Sarah Sue Pettijohn will make me the laughing stock of Biloxi.
Well, hasn't your shoe size already done that?
That Sarah Sue is a snooty little trollop who's always been jealous of my beauty. Now, I will fly you in, buy you a tux, and give you a lot of spending money.
Nope.
If you say yes, maybe I'll say Ferrari.
You can say Learjet for all I care. Ain't no way I'm taking you anywhere.
Oh, but Edward! You simply have to do it. Big Daddy and I had an altercation. He doesn't think you cultured enough for me.
Say what?
Yes. Big Daddy's trying to pair me up with some spineless, smooth-talking pretty boy. But I like my mints rough and bumpy.
Hey, Max.
Hi, Max. Well, you're all gussied up. Where's your Laura off to tonight?
The Sizzle Club. Word is Tony Braxton's in town and might drop by tonight.
Hey, girl. Whoa, mama! I'm having a ding-dong.
Hey, girl, you are looking hot.
Hot? Why, she could break up Siegfried and Roy.
That dress is kicking.
That dress is history.
What?
Laura, sweetheart, I can't allow you to go out in public dressed like that.
Do you really think that's
Laura, great? If you want to go to the Sizzle Club, you're going to have to go upstairs and change right now.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Much better.
Steve.
Shutting up.
Is this better, Daddy?
Yes, sweetheart. You look beautiful.
Yeah, I'll be a big hit if it's nun night at the Sizzle Club.
That's cute. Well, have fun.
Yeah, gobs are fun.
Well, look at it this way, Laura. At least no other girl will be wearing that dress.
Yeah, I won't either.
I thought you gave in too easy.
Check your mom, man. Be cool, man. All right. See you. Peace.
Right. You, Edward Dumpling.
Myrtle, how did you find me here?
I have a nose like a bloodhound.
Not to mention other body parts.
Don't you bump with me, boss. Now, I am here, Rutabaga Rump, to ask you one more time to escort me to the Biloxi Debutante Ball. Now, this is your last chance, for I absolutely refuse to beg.
No.
Oh, please, I will take you to the ball, please, please. Or I have to go with that pretty boy Big Daddy picked out for me.
Myrtle, for the last time, will you leave me alone and stop bothering me?
Oh, but Edward, I need you. Woo! Edward, look out! Ah!
Oh, my God, what is that?
How's she doing?
She's still unconscious.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I tried to stop the car, but...
Oh, no, man, it wasn't your fault. It really...
Thanks. Oh, my God! Look what I did to her face!
Oh, no, 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 no. No, it was already like that.
If I can do anything, please.
Oh.
Give me a call.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh. Hello. I'm Dr. Rubin.
Eddie Winslow. Listen, Doc. Is she gonna be all right?
Well, next 24 hours are gonna be very critical for your girlfriend.
Oh, hold up now. Hold. She ain't my girlfriend.
Well, I'm gonna send a plastic surgeon up to look at her face.
But she didn't get hit in the face.
I know. I'm very concerned, Eddie. If Myrtle doesn't regain consciousness soon, there's a strong possibility that she never will.
This is terrible. Myrtle, this is all my fault. Lord, this girl risked her life to save mine. And all I've done is treat her badly. Please let her wake up. If you do, I promise I'll never say mean things to her again or try to push her out of my life. I'll even escort her to the debutante ball.
Hallelujah, I'm healed!
Tonight, Extra's taking you to the Windy City.
Oh, good.
We're taking our cameras to Chicago's hottest nightclub.
Hi,
The Sizzle Club, where we caught up with the hot Toni Braxton.
Oh, no, this is a rerun.
No, it isn't. You and Max just went to see Toni Braxton last night.
Yes, the Sizzle Club's definitely the hot spot in Chicago. Come on and touch me.
Laura, that's you on TV.
No, it's not. You know how they say that everybody has a person that looks just like them? That's my double.
Then your double is wearing that tiger print dress that I told you not to wear.
It's me. I changed dresses after I left the house.
I just cannot believe that you did that.
You're not going to yell at me?
No, Laura, I'm not going to yell at you. I'm too disappointed to yell at you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Charles T. Wentworth of Wentworth Stables.
Come on, Myrtle. Hurry up.
Edward, you made this night so magical. How can I ever thank you for escorting me?
Don't mention it. And I mean, don't mention it to anyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Daddy Urkel of Urkel Peanuts.
That's Mr. Big Daddy to you, sonny boy.
Edward, how can you just stand there with that music surging through your bones?
Hey, look, there's Big Daddy.
Myrtle, my child.
Don't you Myrtle my child me. I know what you're thinking, and I will have nothing to do with that Marshall character. You know I love Eddie Winslow.
I think I'm gonna have to have a little talk with him. Now, baby girl, why don't you go and fix your face?
Why does everybody keep telling me to do that? Excuse me, Edward. Mm-hmm.
Take your time.
Son, I'm gonna give you $10,000 right now to get your Yankee butt up on a plane.
Ooh, sir, I really wish I could. But, you see, I made a promise to God that I would escort Myrtle to this ball tonight.
We just gonna have to see about that, won't we? Step out my way, boy.
Oh. There goes that uppity Sarah Sue. We hate each other's guts. Yoo-hoo, Sarah Sue!
Myrtle May Urkel. Only you would show up at the social event of the season looking like that.
Well, I was hit by a sport utility vehicle. What's your excuse?
You have absolutely no breeding whatsoever. You see, that's the difference between old money and new money.
Oh, how true, how true. Old money has more wrinkles.
Good one, Myrtle.
Hey.
What's okay?
No, thanks.
But it's double fudge.
Laura, I'm not hungry.
Dad, can I talk to you about something?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Have a seat.
Look, I can take it when you're angry with me, or when you're grouchy with me, or even when you yell at me. But I just cannot take it when you're disappointed in me. Daddy, I'm sorry I wore that dress to the Sizzle Club. But I'm 20 and I feel like I should be able to wear any dress I want to.
But sweetheart, you intentionally lied to me. And then you went behind my back.
But I really wanted to wear that dress.
You're a beautiful young lady. And if you wear that dress, you might not get the respect that you deserve.
I never thought of it that way.
Sweetheart, you're a young adult now. But if you want to be treated like a young adult, you're going to have to start acting like one.
You're actually beginning to think of me as an adult?
I'm trying. But an adult would have stayed to talk out our problem.
You're right. So you're saying if I wear something you don't approve of, we could talk about it and you might be willing to bend a little?
Yeah, I've been a little, but I'm not willing to break.
Thanks, Dad. I'll do a little bending myself.
Our next Biloxi Belle is Miss Sarah Sue Pettyjohn.
Tickled to be here. I am presently attending LSU, majoring in both pre-med and pre-law, and my goal is to be an extra on Baywatch.
I now present Miss Myrtle May Urkel.
Is Myrtle May Urkel, and I attend BUT, the Biloxi University of Technology. And my major is in animal husbandry with a minor in public speaking. Oh, I've been dreaming of this moment ever since I was an itty bitty 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 girl to be escorted by my Prince Charming. Edward Winslow is just gravy on my biscuits. Thank you. Thank you. Woo! Oh! Oh! Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Oh, Edward, you think anyone noticed?
Oh. Oh,
oh, watch my corsage.
Look what you have done to my dress. You are too clumsy, clown. You are totally unsuitable to be a debutante. Not to mention, you're just downright icky.
Well, at least my boobs are level.
I want you out of here this very moment. While the Magnolia Ballroom is still intact.
Leave? Now, I may have caused a bit of a commotion, but as you can see, I am somewhat incapacitated. And I may be a lot of things, but I certainly am not icky. Does anybody else here think I'm icky?
Yes!
Well, I can take a hint.
Come on, baby girl.
Oh, Myrtle, wait. Wait. Now, listen, everybody. Myrtle has waited her whole life for this evening. And nothing would stop her from being here. Not even getting hit by a car.
An Explorer. A big sucker, too.
Now, she pushed me out of the way of that car and saved my life. How many of you would have done the same for a friend, huh? It shows courage, class, and sacrifice. Myrtle deserves to be here. And there's absolutely no way that we're leaving. In fact, Miss Myrtle May Urkel, I can't believe I'm saying this. Would you honor me with a dance?
Oh, take me, Edward.
I got the peanut butter, but you ain't got no bread. I wish you hadn't told me that. I'm gonna knock you upside your head. I got that feeling funky, getting down and spunky, creamy smooth and chunky, peanut butter blue. One more time, boy, come on. I got that feeling funky, getting down and spunky, creamy smooth and chunky, peanut butter blue. Get up, boy.